Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Is this on?
We're new here on Friday night. Snapdown.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Itchy Eyes Hamilton, over here.
Be careful over there. I was going to say that we are on our way to Saudi Mania. It is that time of year again, of course, where you bring all of your wrestlers and all of your ladies and make sure that their outfits don't rip.
It's the most murderous time of the year.
Look, our
there
decision...
will be Roman Reigns and girls in chains. And Rock Sloan from here. It's the most murderous time of the year.
Oh my God. Like, well, yes, you can have three women matches, but you're risking like that, you know, an arm can be shown if they, get a body slammed or maybe a clothesline. And their neck is appearing a little bit.
Yeah,
you never know. But you know, snipers are on call.
So, of course,
we're not kidding.
The fireworks will be there to distract you from all the people we shoot.
Yes,
and yes, will have a special celebration for Sami Zayn.
Yes,
he will be our guest of honor.
He will get our biggest firework display. He's going to be the fireworks. We're going to set him on fire.
As Sammy and the girls, yes. Night of Murders. It's going to be so much fun for all of us.
We should call it Great Balls of Fire.
Yes.
Vince?
You know, it's so weird. They only did that pay-per-view once. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because the name was really stupid. It actually wasn't a bad pay-per-view.
No. Pay-per-view itself apparently wasn't bad.
Brock? That was...
It starts with Joe putting Brock through a table, announce table. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Not bad at all.
Yep.
But Night of Champions is this Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
In case you didn't realize, you know, they told you so many times, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
12 noon here. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting day.
It's not your standard PLE.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But, we have to give predictions for that. But first, we have to do Raw and SmackDown. But first, we have to thank a new patron. A very special thanks to Cody Collins
for signing up.
Collins relatives.
No, Cody Rhodes' mom's last name is Collins. I got you, Cody. I got you.
Interesting.
Sneaky.
I wonder if Cody's forgiven you yet for the promo you cut on him.
I'm not blocked anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
He unblocked me.
He went out of his way to unblock Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
You goddamn right.
How does that work?
I don't know.
You know, I was kind of mean to that kid a few years back.
Yeah, that special needs kid.
Let me go find him. Let me go sift through all my tweets.
Right.
And find that. Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But he proved Joe wrong, because Joe said that he'll never amount to anything, and... Now he's the loser of the main event of WrestleMania.
Does that count as something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was
How
still
many
right.
main events of WrestleMania have you lost?
I've won as many as he's won. I'll tell you that much.
That's something.
Yeah.
So anyways, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We've got weekly AEW recaps, including the All Out pay-per-view this Sunday and the Night of Champions pay-per-view this Saturday. fuck me. And then we've also got a shit ton of brackets, including, you know.
We're going to be adding something else to.
We got to do another one.
To the Patreon library this weekend.
Too. So many shows.
So many. Too many.
For
but,
you.
Know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the
a lot.
People.
It's a big weekend for sure. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well.
All right. So SmackDown opens with the Tribal Chief, with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa at his side. Roman gives a strong acknowledge me. Usually just says acknowledge me. He's like, yeah. Acknowledge me!
He's getting right. pissed, you know? Stuff's
sure.
happening.
Sure.
But then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn come out.
Oh.
Wild card.
Wow. Oh, right. Of course.
Visitor's pass!
Visitor's pass. If they all start wearing visitor's passes, I'd be like, you know what? I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Because that would be so funny.
For sure.
That'd be great.
But fuck the draft. Reigns tells Sami, my only regret of my career is wasting my life on you. That's like a scorn lover.
Right.
Wasting my life.
My life?
Yeah. I gave you the best years of my life.
It was like 6 months, bro.
Yeah.
Easy.
I wasted 6 months on you.
You wasted like 9 on Shinsuke.
Cesaro. Yeah.
Well, no, Roman said that to Sami.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then Sami says, my only regret is not smashing you with that chair sooner.
Ours too.
Yeah. He also tells Roman, you're not getting our titles because you're not as good as us and you're not as good as the Usos. So the Usos attack KO and Sami from behind, but Roman yells at them because he didn't tell them to come out and he had more things to say before they interrupted. And then Roman turns to leave and he accidentally bumps into Solo. And then he pauses for a moment and he's kind of afraid to look at him.
Yeah, and then he apologizes.
When?
He's like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't say like, I'm sorry, but he's like, okay.
Yeah, and he walks to the back. Yeah. So they're teasing a lot of stuff here.
Who knows who's going to be with who?
Right.
Have they said that Solo is the Usos' brother?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Several times.
So does he choose family?
Right.
Or chief?
Or family.
Or other family.
Right. Or cooler family.
Or I mean, yeah, they're hinting.
Chief family.
They're hinting at a lot of stuff. Will any of it pay off? It remains to be seen.
Sure. I think he sides with Paul.
Solo?
Solo and Paul, Roman and the Usos.
Interesting.
A triangle.
Paul. Wow, that's going to be an interesting tag team match.
Yeah, like Heyman Paul knows Walker. What's going on. He knows where he's going.
Next up, we have the Brawling Brutes versus Pretty Deadly. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe these guys don't suck. I don't know. I say we give them another chance.
The WWE Universe has been asking us, what's the recipe for Friday night's two tastiest snacks, Pretty Deadly? Well, you're in luck. First, grab a bowl and add in 2 cups of charisma. Then you're going to want to add 2 tablespoons of unrivaled tag team ingenuity.
Okay.
A dash of good looks. But the most important ingredients are 1 Kit Wilson and 1 Elton Prince. And that makes the delicious Pretty Deadly.
Oh, yeah, no, these guys suck.
Wait, are you sure? How much do they suck?
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
It's true.
I'm just confused because I thought Vince wasn't a big fan of the, you know, LGBTQ community.
That's tremendous.
Oh, he likes it.
What do you mean? He's had a crush. He had a crush on Ultimate Warrior, Shawn Michaels.
That's true. Yeah.
A huge man crush on Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Still does.
You know what's funny is I saw someone defending Pretty Deadly on Twitter and they said, y'all acting like Shawn Michaels wasn't a male stripper gimmick. And it was like, you can't tell the difference between Shawn Michaels and these two nobodies.
I know. It's not even about
really comparing Shawn Michaels.
It's not
and
even
these
about
guys.
That. They just suck.
Shawn
They're
Michaels
just
was
not
a
great.
Male, like, yeah, okay, he was a male stripper, but he didn't go, oh, it's Friday Night Snackdown.
Right. I'm gonna have 2 scoops of charisma.
I know. The difference is he was great on the mic, and these guys, we don't really know because they were given this gimmick. All their shit is written for them.
And we don't even understand. What gimmick?
And what's the gimmick? As far as main roster, they're 0-1.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
So anyways, Pretty Deadly wins with a spine buster neck breaker combo called Spilt Milk. That also sucks.
Yeah.
So this didn't make sense. So they hit the tag team finisher while the ref is distracted.
Yeah.
Then the other guy goes back into the ropes. Right. It's like, Tag team finishers are allowed. In fact, someone will hit one later.
That's true.
And the rest, like, no, this is fine. This is great.
I mean, that was the one thing I liked. The blonde guy was trapped. Then he got loose. Mm-hmm. And then he hits the finisher while the ref was checking on Butch. And then he trapped himself in the ropes again to fool the ref.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, yeah, you could... Tag team moves are always allowed. People always just come in the ring and do whatever the fuck they want.
Like, sure. In every tag team match... Maybe ever.
Yeah. Ever.
It's been allowed.
Especially right. AEW. You're just allowed. You don't ever have to go back to your post.
Right. Sure.
But I liked it, but also it's like, wait, so you can trap yourself in the ropes? Like, I think that's like a little breaking kayfabe.
A little bit. Right, yeah. What the fuck?
Like, you were legitimately trapped in the ropes, then you got loose, and then you fake trapped yourself in the ropes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andre the Giant got trapped all the time, and he could never get out of it.
Never. He's so not strong. Next up, we've got Asuka versus Zelina Vega.
Oof.
It's funny. Oof. We've seen... I remember the first time I saw Thea Trinidad was in NXT. She fought Asuka.
Yeah.
And she was going by her real name because she wasn't signed yet.
Uh-huh.
And they just bring in local... You know, they just bring in indie wrestlers the job. And she got squashed by Asuka then.
Yeah.
And
then a couple years ago, she had a title match against Asuka.
Uh-huh.
We all marked out and thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
And then she lost.
Yeah.
She got whooped by Asuka.
Remember that time we marked out thinking Zelina was going to win just so Andrew would feel better?
I don't, but I'm sure it happened.
So Vega had a couple of close calls, but ultimately gave up to the Asuka lock.
Mm.
And then Asuka kept it locked in after the match.
Mm.
So Bianca Belair ran out, and Asuka left the ring.
Yeah.
And then Belair checked on her new BFF, Zelina.
Right. Never interacted ever before.
Never. In fact, the only interactions was Belair beating her over and over again.
Yes.
That's the only interactions.
Correct.
But Vega's a face now. She did make a pretty funny TikTok where she's like, when you've been a heel your whole career. And it was, I think it was from Mean Girls. It was like, yeah, we should stab her. It's like, no, we should just write a mean letter. Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
No,
right.
So, yeah, Asuka then tried to get back in the ring, but Belair grabbed her hair. Asuka spit the mist, but Belair was able to get away before it hit her eyes.
It still was all over her face, though.
It was. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes there's more than anticipated.
But poison's not as bad?
They said it was chili powder, right? Commentary said, like, Asuka was using this, like, chili powder. Like, that's what the mist was. So even they felt the need to explain themselves.
Right. Also, they had... Michael Cole's like, oh, wait, did she get all of it? Did she hit her? Oh, she didn't get all of it.
Didn't get her eyes. Didn't get her eyelids.
Who fucking cares?
Her retinas. Didn't get the retinas.
It's... And, like, the Asuka, like, that doesn't need to be explained, her mist.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of more like the supernatural stuff where, like, they never explained how the Undertaker could control fire.
Yeah, no, right.
Or exactly. How he just appears and then disappears.
Lightning.
Yeah, right. Boom.
And, like, Jesus Christ, calm down, Jesse Pinkman, with the chili pea.
Yeah, you know? Right.
That's right.
Yeah, they've been doing mist for years.
Yeah, they've never
I've
had
known
to explain.
Like 10 it's people mist. With mist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's magical mist powder. It hurts.
Yeah, she's like one of those fucking dinosaurs where the thing opens up and...
The problem is... You know, they've been
Newman!
Yeah, Newman.
Right.
The problem is they've been doing it for years and no one has overreacted like Bianca did.
Right.
And now they're like, oh shit, we have to explain
it. She sold the fuck out of that.
Yeah. I thought her face should be melting.
Right.
And again, they think they're being so clever because Belair is still the Raw Women's Champion.
Right.
And Ripley's on Raw as the SmackDown Women's Champion. And it's like, this is your best, like, idea for cross-promotion, cross-promoting your shows.
Wait, they haven't traded the titles yet.
No.
What the fuck?
Maybe they'll just see each other at Night of Champions and be like, here.
But I think they would have done that already.
So dumb.
But they haven't been on the same show since.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, there's no way you could do that.
No.
You have to stick to the draft rosters.
Correct. Yeah.
No one ever breaks that
No
rule.
One's given Bianca or Rhea a visitor pass.
No one's going to know. They're going to know.
It's a shame.
No one's going to know.
They're going to know.
Next up, we've got the Grayson Waller effect.
Who are you?
Yeah. We know who this is, but we don't know.
I said the Grayson Waller effect.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, why were they sitting at a desk like this talking to each other? They look like a commentary team.
Yeah.
And they had a TV that shows you what we're already looking at.
Correct.
Is that just supposed to be like he's an idiot or something?
Inception.
No, I think we're idiots to WWE. Yeah.
For watching.
For watching.
Yeah.
Fucking morons!
Yeah.
So his guest is AJ Styles. He talks about how great it is to be back and how much the World Heavyweight Championship means to him. Even though
he's never held it before in his life.
He hasn't been around since it existed.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was a jobber in WCW, I used to look up to that belt.
WCW?
Yeah.
He was in WCW?
I think he had a brief stint in WCW.
Like as a jobber?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Grayson says, I can't wait for Night of Champions when the ring announcer says, and new World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins.
Ha ha.
And then Styles and Waller stare at each other.
Uh-huh.
And they stare at each other.
Yeah.
And they stare at each other. And we fade out.
Right.
Like it's the end of an SNL sketch.
Hey, Joe.
Everyone wants a piece of AJ Styles.
Joe,
we'll find out later.
I'm retaining my belt at Night of Champions.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, now. All right. Cut. All right, Eric.
Fade out. Leave.
Yeah, like right before they cut, it's like.
Now keys.
Just their mouths open like, oh.
Like, what happened? Who left first?
Right.
I guess Grayson probably left first in front of the crowd.
Did they ever break each other's gaze?
No.
No.
They never broke the gaze.
So then later in the show,
yeah,
Karrion Kross cuts a video promo
right.
Uh-huh.
Where he's targeting Styles.
Yes. Right.
Spoiler alert!
Mm-hmm.
He not winning a title.
Nope.
Is Seth feuding with anyone else?
Nope.
No, he's filming a Marvel movie.
Oh. Yeah.
But still, he's not feud. Like, they're setting up two feuds for AJ Styles.
Right.
That's on SmackDown. If he wins this championship, he goes to Raw. So he's not winning.
Yeah.
100. I was doubting it a little bit because I even saw rumors where they were like, oh, WWE's not sure how much Seth Rollins is going to be available now that he's in Hollywood and stuff like that. But it's like, no, you spoiled the whole fucking thing by doing this.
Right.
Yeah. This is so, it's just so frustrating.
It's really frustrating.
I honestly was like unsure of who to pick in that match. Because this scorecard's not easy, I feel, for this pay-per-view.
No, it wasn't.
But then when I saw this and then Cross, like it's like, oh, okay, that one's obvious.
Yeah, when I saw, I was like, there's no way Cross could even fight for that title.
Yeah.
So but there's no way he's winning.
Is Cross and Waller going to get traded to Raw right after?
Right.
Right over.
Yeah, they're going in a package.
Well, they draft feuds, so.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got the Street Profits versus Rick Boogs and L.A. Fee.
Yeah, so what was this about? L.A. Knight was like, I could beat you guys with anybody. Is this like White Men Can't Jump 2?
I guess.
Sneak peek.
Please, Michael Cole told us that this feud got started because of a backstage confrontation on SmackDown Lowdown.
Who are you?
Correct.
It's on Peacock. I guess it's their Raw Talk.
I guess.
Right, Eric? Do you know?
No.
Eric, SmackDown you're Lowdown.
Indie? I log into Peacock once a month.
Yeah.
So watch pay-per-view.
Oh.
That's it.
So Boogs, because he's a babyface fighting babyfaces, he did some non-painful moves. Like he just pressed forward in the air and then let him go and he landed on his feet.
Uh-huh.
And then he also cradled Angelo Dawkins like a baby.
Like a wee little baby.
No, he was doing curls.
Yeah, yeah.
With a 230-pound man.
And Dawkins just looking up at him like, what is this? What do I do?
Yeah. What's it, Bernie Hanna? Daddy slam your poo-poo.
Dawkins had a poo-poo, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ford beats Boogs with the frog splash.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Knight gave Boogs the BFT.
Of course.
We've heard like rumors and reports that LA Knight's going to get this big push.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him. The crowd pops are legit. It's totally not Thunderdome. And he's going to feud with Rick Boogs.
And he gets to job to Rick Boogs.
Right. Yeah.
Even if he Rick Boogs, that's Boobs. His feud. Rick Boogs.
Has LA Knight won anything?
No.
Has he beaten anyone?
No.
No.
Never. Never, ever.
Damn. Also, why is Rick Boogs' character look like Rick Rude fucked Ultimate Warrior?
Well, and where the fuck is Elias? I thought that was his partner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, did Elias get drafted?
No.
He's a free agent.
He can go anywhere to either show and not get paid.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, Megan Moran interviews Cameron Grimes. They replay, you know, him beating Corbin last week.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to the moon. And yeah. then he walks away and no Corbin attack, nothing.
Right. And he's just like in a dress shirt.
Yeah. It's like they've, it's like they're like, hey, all the personality he had in NXT, let's rip it off.
Yeah. yeah.
Rip right, it away.
Right. Like he used to.
He was just like, I'm so excited to be here on SmackDown. This yeah. is my dream.
Like
yeah.
he used to like.
To the, he was like, to the moon. Like he didn't even do his like, to the moon. Woo! Right.
Like he used to have the hat and the vest and the obscene amount of chest hair. And
yes. Yeah, but that was part of his great gimmick.
I know. Like, I want yes. all that.
Where is the hat?
They've
Where?
Stripped it.
Show me the fucking chest hair.
They've stripped it all away. It's like when Vince put Stone Cold in a suit. He did that with everyone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a storyline, but now they're doing it for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, we've got Alba Fire and Isla Dawn versus Valentina Ferraz and Yolisa Leon.
Who are you?
I know some of these.
So do I. I've heard of them. Yeah. Kaylee Ray, formerly known as. Anyways, the NXT women tag champs get the easy win. Whatever.
Right. They had a cool double team finisher that they didn't have to distract the ref to, you know, pull off.
No, not at all.
Yeah. They just did it.
So next up, we have an announcement for the Women's Tag Team Championship. With Liv Morgan injured, the women's tag titles are vacant, and there will be a fatal four-way to decide new tag champs. It's going to be Ronda and Shayna, Bayley and Io, Sonya and Chelsea, and Raquel, and a mystery partner that will most likely be shot. Well, I wrote this before. I watch Raw.
Yeah.
I said it's most likely going to be Shotzi.
Oh, that's funny.
We watch Raw and it's fucking Shotzi.
Well, of course.
So if Raquel Gonzalez is in this, is it a tournament or just a fatal four-way?
It's a fatal four-way.
Mm-hmm. If she's in it, then why does she have to drop the titles? Like, she's fine.
Right.
Like, just let her have a partner and then that's now that they've done it.
Oh, you mean
so
like when
times.
They do it all the time?
Yeah.
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 So Kayla Braxton interviewed Raquel backstage.
Wait, but.
Yeah.
Why is she on SmackDown?
Was she drafted to Raw?
She was.
Visitors pass.
Well, no, I figured it out. She was, if you wear blue, they just think you work on SmackDown.
They don't know.
Yeah. She, like, you could go to SmackDown.
Cool.
You'd just be like, hey, I work here.
I'll pass.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Kind of sucks there.
Fair enough.
So Kaylee interviews Raquel. She gives Liv a shout out because Liv's legit hurt. Mm-hmm. She's going to be out a while.
Yeah.
And then Bayley and Io interrupt, and Bayley gives a shout out to Dakota Kai, who has a far worse injury.
Yeah.
Remember last week when I said, wow, that move that Bayley and Dakota did was really cool?
Yeah.
Dakota tore her ACL on that move.
Wow.
If you can go watch it back,
fuck.
If you even go watch it back, she screams as when she lands.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it back.
Which is
at
crazy
because
right before she did her kick to Liv. And Liv turned her shoulder, and she hit Liv's shoulder, and they think it might be a torn rotator cuff. So, like, both of them got seriously injured in the same match.
Jeez.
And they kind of, in a way, they did it to each other.
Yeah.
So it was, that sucks for Dakota Kai and Liv.
Yep.
But who's going to be our tag champs next week?
Ronda
and Shayna, right? Of course.
Yeah. Right.
I was watching. You guys ever watch
no.
Entourage?
Yes. No, I haven't.
You haven't, but you have.
Yes.
Remember when Turtle was trying to date Ronda Rousey and he's had to last 60 seconds in the ring and she'd go out with him?
Yes.
Well, when they had their little confrontation, I don't know why this clip was randomly on one of the social media apps, right behind her, Shayna Baszler.
Oh,
and this is from like 15 years ago.
Right.
Or
wow.
Or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And I think who was the third one in their group? Back in the day?
Oh, God. What the
Or was it just Marina Shafir?
Yes, Duke.
Jasmine Duke.
Was Marina...
Marina Shafir.
Yeah, I think it was her. I think it was
Because there was four of them.
She was not really on camera that much, but yeah, I think it was... But clearly, Shayna Baszler was right behind her back in her MMA days.
How could...
Yeah.
It can't be anyone else.
Right.
So next up, we have an in-ring promo from Austin Theory. No? No applause? Nothing?
Nothing.
You guys don't like this guy?
No. Wait, should we?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Theory talks shit about Bobby Lashley and Sheamus. So Sheamus comes out, grabs a mic, but then he lays Theory out with a brogue kick.
Yeah. Oh, so Sheamus is going to go for a title.
Yeah, but he's already...
You know what? I'm rooting for Sheamus.
What?
I can't believe I'd say this.
Wow.
I like sure, Sheamus more than
make
Austin
Make sure to
Theory.
Tell everyone on TikTok.
Yeah, right.
I should have been like...
We should... If that happens, he's not going to beat him. But like, if Sheamus does beat Theory, whenever that match happens, we should record a video where we're like, Sheamus!
Finally! Finally! Be like, oh, now they come around.
Right. Use every... He's Sheamus hashtag possible.
Yeah. They're like, we love Sheamus. Yeah, he's all right. Well, what would it take to really make you guys like Sheamus? Well, we hate Austin Theory.
Well, we don't like Austin Theory.
Get the bricks.
Get the bricks.
So next up, we've got Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar versus the Usos. This is the main event of SmackDown.
The LWO.
Yeah.
Versus the USO.
Usos.
Jay hits the Usos splash, but Ray kicks out. Michael Cole makes a big deal about it. Like, no one's been able to kick out of that, even though Kevin Owens or Sammy did at Mania. Everyone. Maybe both of them
both
did.
Both of them.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Then KO comes out and distracts the ref while Sammy pushes Jimmy off the top rope. Ray hits Jimmy with a 619, and Escobar hits a splash off the top rope for the win. The loser world order finally gets a victory.
They got their first win.
Usos don't win anymore. I want to be like,
oh, victory has defeated you.
And then backstage, Roman is pissed, and he says something to Solo, but you couldn't hear what he said over the LWO music.
Yeah.
Right.
Why don't, are we supposed to hear him?
I think so.
Eh. Like, I fucked your mom once.
He said something.
She's my aunt.
You heard like, you know, it wasn't like it was completely silent.
Maybe he went, yeah.
But like back when they had the Thunderdome, they had a lot of backstage segments with Roman, and a lot of times we would complain we couldn't hear what he's saying because he's speaking low and the fake Thunderdome crowd is too loud.
So excited.
Yeah.
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
This ain't WrestleMania 3.
Right?
It's people at home and you're not even using their audio.
No.
Ah, okay.
All right.
That's the end of SmackDown. Raw opens with Cody Rhodes arriving backstage.
Just walking.
Just, hey, I'm here.
Going for a Christopher Walken.
Hi, everybody. Hey, oh, dear God, no. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, please, God. Oh, dear God, please, no. Cody gets murdered by Brock Lesnar.
I guess you have to carry a gun when you know he's going to be in the building. Just like this, like walking.
I mean, it was a great start. Great start to, you know, a bad show.
Yeah.
He gets checked into a table by Brock. He throws Cody into a bunch of shit and then slams a barrel on Cody's arm and Cody screams in pain.
It looked like a beer keg.
It did.
What are they doing with those?
You know.
We got to get
those
beer.
Those are just for Brock.
Just in case Stone Cold shows up.
They were teasing Stone Cold versus Brock.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, yeah. The seeds have been planted. That's a plant we'll never fuck.
Stone Cold's at home going, did he just waste that beer? That's it. SummerSlam.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Paul Heyman. Visitor's pass.
Right.
He says, I had nothing to do with Brock Lesnar doing that to Cody. It's like, yeah, we know.
Who cares?
You haven't been associated with him in a while.
Right.
Heyman says Roman and Solo will beat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at Night of Champions. So KO and Sami come out and Heyman leaves. What was the point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He already set the... What?
You know, a lot of time to waste.
Yeah.
Got to get through 3 hours somehow.
So Owens dedicates their upcoming victory to the Usos.
That's great.
And then Sammy mentions they have a 6-man tag against Imperium. Imperium's music hits. And KO tells Sammy, like, you had to know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So...
When you say the name, they appear.
And it's funny because... So Imperium surrounds the ring.
Yeah.
And last week they said 6-man tag.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mystery partner.
Yeah.
And then they, first of all, they spoiled it on Twitter, maybe because they were like, well, it's not going to be great.
So let's spoil it.
I knew who it was last
week. Of course.
When we talked about it.
Yeah, right.
Randy Orton?
Yeah, yes.
So it's Matt Riddle. Again, we've said this before. Stop doing mystery partners if they're on the show and it's not a surprise return.
Right.
Like, and they just tagged with him recently.
Right.
Yes.
It's like, hey, you know what? Actually, I didn't mean to mention it now. Andrew and I are going to have a mystery guest on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
A mystery third person on the show next week.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's gonna be a huge.
Who could it be?
You excited, Eric?
And
I am. I don't know if it's me.
Well, let's just say you have a Puerto Rico slam of a good time.
Like the three of them tagged together a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
At a pay-per-view.
Who could it be? I'd rather it be a surprise and it's like Akira Tozawa. It's like, well, at least that's I wasn't expecting that.
You know what? I just realized something. Our mystery next week is not that good. I'm going to throw it on the Facebook page.
Okay.
It's Eric. Fuck. That wasn't good at all. We expected him already.
So Matt Riddle runs out. He slides in the ring. Imperium retreats. But then they run back to the ring, and they have a short brawl, and the good guys stand tall. Whatever.
Yeah, sure. Who cares?
We'll get back to that later.
Oh, man.
Next up, we've got Ricochet versus Bronson Reed.
Where's the Y button? Like, who? Oh, maybe Kofi? Is that still on there?
Well, have they fought?
No, not that one. The other one.
Well, but it's still
no one wants to see this match again. Nobody!
Oh, I see. Or see this match, period.
It's still a rematch.
Yeah.
Anyways, Reed wins with the tsunami, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Next up, we have...
Ricochet is just a little jobber bitch now, too.
Well, when has he not been? Except for NXT.
You know, it's like Big Omos and Braun Strowman. They come back, these big guys, and they get these jobber matches, right? With these little tiny dudes. Why can't Ricochet get a jobber match? With a guy his size.
They can't find a guy smaller.
That's right.
So we got Candice LeRae versus Zoe Stark. This match happened because of a backstage confrontation last week. Candice hits Stark with a springboard dive on the outside.
That was nice.
Then Nikki Cross, who was ringside, hugged Candice.
Like a fucking psycho.
She was like, no, get off me. And then Stark pushed them both into the steel steps. And then Stark won with the knee to tits.
Yes.
Or the GTT, go to tits.
Go to tits.
Because she's done it since she's been here now. She does her finisher, which is, it's a variant of the...
Z360.
Yeah, it's a variant of the GTS, except every single time she knees the girl in her tits.
Yep.
And Candice LeRae doesn't really have tits, but it's so not on the chin. And like Corey Gibbs like, oh, what a shot to the chin. It's not even close.
What's worse, chin tit.
Yeah.
What's worse is the knee that she uses now has a knee brace on it.
Right.
Yeah.
The go to tits. That's what I'm going to call it.
Go to tits.
Next up, we have Byron Saxton.
Yeah.
Byron Saxton interviewing Mustafa Ali backstage. And all of a sudden, he's a babyface now. Last week, he won. And he was backstage. He was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Right.
You're all fucking losers, unlike me. And then he cuts a babyface promo about how he's always been a loser.
Well, I mean, nothing's changed.
He's like, I always lose, and I'm probably going to lose this Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Brock
walks out. If I don't lose this Saturday, my name isn't Mustafa freaking Ali.
Yeah.
And then Brock walks up and says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. He's like, get a life, kid. And then we have an in-ring promo from Brock Lesnar. He says, Cody will not fight me at Night of Champions, but don't worry because I won't let you all down. And he issues an open challenge to anyone who wants to face him at Night of Champions. So Cody Rhodes comes out with his arm in a sling.
Imagine that.
He gets in the ring. He takes off the sling and they start fighting. Yeah. But Brock almost immediately puts Cody in the Kimura lock. And he breaks his arm, which is already broken.
It didn't look like it usually did. You know how he just kind of does this?
Yeah.
From behind like we did to Sean. The Sean one looked pretty good.
Yeah.
This one he was just like. And you're like, oh, no.
He breaks his arm a second time in one night. And then later, Adam Pearce goes in Cody's locker room, but Cody kicks him out. More on that later.
As it develops.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we've got Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders with Maxxine Dupri and Valhalla ringside.
You know what would be, like, a fun thing to do for Raw? Like, you know how we do, like, our roll-ups or funds, you know, our little tallies?
Yeah.
Matches that could have gone, we could have gone without.
Oh, well, that's going to be all
that's
of them.
That's almost all of them.
Yeah, right. I mean, definitely Reed and Ricochet.
Mm.
Yes.
This match.
Of course.
Oh. You know?
Also, Maxxine, like, broke up with Massé and Mansoir, like, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, dropped them on Twitter.
So, we'll see them future.
So, now she's just the Alpha Academy manager. Which
Hold on, did they show it on the show? Did I miss that? That they showed it on the show?
No.
So now their canon is Twitter?
Yeah.
I have to keep up with Twitter.
Well, yes. It's kind of been canon for years.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. It, true. And you never check your Twitter.
No, Twitter?
Joe doesn't have a login anymore.
Twitter?
Who are you?
I haven't made a second Twitter just for this show. Never posted.
Ever. Yeah. No. People tag you all the time.
But I mean, I'd rather Maxine be the manager of Alpha Academy. You know, Massey and Mansoir suck.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So Otis does a caterpillar, and this time Maxine and Chad Gable both want it.
Yeah.
They want his little caterpillar.
Fucking dropping loads because he's caterpillaring.
They want his caterpillar.
Ooh.
Yum.
His little wormy.
Yeah. And then Maxine yells at Valhalla, but then she runs away from her.
Yeah.
And that's enough to distract everyone?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, fair enough. I'd run away from her too. So,
and then Gable wins the match. You know how he wins it?
No.
How does he win it? You know how?
How?
I think I know.
You know what happens when you got to win a match?
You just got rolled up,
and you want to piss everyone off.
Yeah.
So now they're winning, whereas the last few weeks, Gable and Maxine hating each other has caused Otis to lose. Now all of a sudden they're super fine with each other.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Maxine is going to definitely leave with Gable.
Or nothing will happen.
Well,
or nothing
or
will
absolutely
happen.
Nothing.
Yes.
Oh, and the Viking Raiders? Still garbage.
Yeah.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Next up, we've got Nakamura versus Finn Balor. This happened because of a backstage confrontation on Raw Talk.
Remember when everything that needed to happen on the show, happen on the show.
On the show.
Yeah.
3 hours. But they have to go to Twitter and other shows nobody watches to set shit up. I'd rather you just like walking the hallway and like Shinsuke sneezes and Brother's like, get in the ring.
Right.
I mean, now.
Even they know the show's too long because an hour of it is recaps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you think of like Breaking Bad and then they had that show Talking Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there was never like, okay, well, here's an exclusive clip that if you don't watch it on this show, you're going to be completely lost next week.
No, it's more like this. All right, so let's just rewatch the entire show in clips for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's more like that.
Well, I know, but like they didn't like you didn't have to see something on there to know what was going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you didn't see Walter kill Gus. Well, you should have watched Talking Bad.
Should have watched Talking Bad.
Idiot.
Happened on there.
Roman's going to drop the belts on Raw Talk.
Yeah.
When it finally happened.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
What happened to Carl?
It's a Twitter match.
What happened to Carl? Oh, Chris Hardwick mentioned it on Talking Dead that he just died while they were interviewing him.
Yeah.
What?
While they were interviewing him. Wait, the actor?
The actor and the character.
He was murdered.
He died.
You ever hear of Two Birds, One Stone?
Yeah. Right.
So Nakamura goes for the Kinshasa, but Balor countered with the double stomps.
Yep.
And then Damian Priest was interfering, so Nakamura clotheslined him over the barricade. But then Balor drop-kicked him and then hit the coup de grace.
Grass.
Coup de grace for the win.
How's your green grass?
So much for Nakamura.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Later, bitch.
Yeah.
And
next up,
gone.
We've got Raquel Rodriguez versus Sonya Deville.
Here's another one we could have cut.
Raquel wins with the Tejana Bomb.
And they say that's a huge win for Raquel. She beats someone who literally never wins.
Never wins.
And also, they're like the joke
tag. This is
tag
like her ninth time beating her.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, what is huge what's win. The but huge win for?
Let's pay attention real quick because she hits the Tejana Bomb.
Yeah.
So what does that do to Sonya? Puts her to sleep.
Yeah.
So she can't kick out, right?
Right.
Right after the match, Chelsea Green attacks her.
Yeah.
And Sonya gets right up.
Yeah, and starts pounding her.
Yes.
What? Yeah. And this is what they do so often now. It's like you just took the finisher.
Well, it's
and
not.
Now you're fine. Now you're 100%.
The finisher only matters in between bells.
Yeah.
But you know, it's you don't knock them out forever. You know what I mean?
But
it's
maybe just, like a little while.
Just knock your ass out for that 3 second
right,
tan.
Least,
yeah. Right?
Right.
So then
at
you,
least
oh,
be
gonna,
a little
then
groggy.
You're completely fine?
Completely yeah,
right.
fine.
100%?
Ah.
Right.
Jesus.
Like, I mean, I feel like I'm being power bombed at the end of the day when I go to sleep. But when my alarm goes off, I don't like fucking kick out of my bed.
If you do,
I don't nip up on my mattress.
If you do, you're gonna pass out again.
Yes.
Is that a sleep kick out when your alarm goes off on this, like on the third, before the third alarm? It's like, kicked out on the snooze.
I mean, we've all done that. We've all done that where you get out of bed too quick. And all the blood rushes, like, you know, and then you're just like, and then you feel dizzy. You're like, oh, fuck.
Back to back.
Yeah. Like, you can't get up that fast.
Yeah.
So then Shotzi runs out to make the save. She hits a suicide dive, and Corey Graves yells, "You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts."
I mean, it's fine. If you would have yelled it, if, like, Seth fine. Rollins was doing it to Finn Balor, would it have been cooler?
Yeah.
A million fucking percent.
What do you think I'm complaining for?
Right.
Shotzi
does, did what she always does.
Right.
Yeah, but it was just, like, a cool...
putting the suicide in suicide dive?
If it was Mauro Ranallo, like, Shotzi's getting nuts like Michael Keaton.
Yeah. That'd be kind of funny.
I mean, we can all hope to have nuts like Michael Keaton. Because that guy fucks.
You know, I kind of miss Mauro because, goddamn, it was so funny making fun of him.
It was.
And really, he's better than all of them. It's just that he does those stupid lines every once in a while.
He is.
Yeah.
He's so much better.
He does it in boxing. He's on Showtime.
I know.
He's on Showtime. And these are, like, legit boxing matches. He's doing these stupid lines.
I still can't get over it. Shotzi's getting nuts like Michael Keaton.
Shotzi's getting nuts like Elsa Jean.
God.
Wow.
Anyways, next up we have a contract signing for the one of the two matches that isn't for anything.
Yeah.
At Night of Champions.
Uh-huh.
Trish Stratus versus Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Trish was awful as usual.
Yeah.
She said, "What happens when I beat you at Night of Champion?"
Just
night
one
of
champion.
Of a champion.
Yeah.
Champion night.
And then Becky said, she had a great line. She goes, "If you thought barking like a dog was embarrassing, wait until I beat you at Night of Champions."
Yeah.
That was a good line. But overall, line. This segment
sucked. Right, because she was part of the Vince Suck My Cock Club or something.
He made her bark like a dog.
Yeah.
So then Trish flips the table and leaves. Whatever. Then we go backstage where Adam Pearce was on the phone with someone saying that Cody's arm is mangled.
Mangled.
I guess he was talking to Triple H, but what was Triple H? At the airport?
Right.
No, like, he's there.
He was in Gorilla.
Why would you have to call him on the phone?
Other side of the building.
Hey, Triple H.
I'll fly right there.
Will you come here and talk to me real quick?
Can you come fly to Oklahoma real quick before the show ends?
Right.
So in the background, did you notice this? In the background of this shot, Adam Pearce on the phone, there was a QR code.
Shut the fuck up. No! Don't do it. Did you do it?
Do you want to know what's on it?
Of course.
So.
I know what's on it.
WWE,
how do you know what's on it? You saw it too?
There's nothing on it. The WWE live watermark blocked it, so no one was able to scan it.
So the entire shot,
no one knows what's on it. No one knows what's on it. I researched it.
Did anybody no one online digitally enhanced it or anything?
It's blocked by the fucking watermark.
Oh my God.
And it doesn't work. I tried it. Everyone tried it.
Adam Pearce, for those who had issues last night.
No. I'm going to save you some time.
No, Andrew.
Oh, God.
Let us do it.
Okay.
All right. Here.
It's so fucking dumb. He does this all the time.
Oh, God. It's YouTube. Yeah. That's scary.
This is what he does it all the time.
Who does it?
Adam Pearce does this stuff.
Wait, this is an Adam Pearce thing? This isn't a Bray Wyatt thing?
Yeah.
Why does he do this? An ad. Why is he doing this to us? Oh, never gonna give you.
It's an Adam Pearce ripple. He does it. He does it all the time on Twitter.
Why the fuck would he do that?
That's what he always does. I was trying to save you time.
So then, why does anyone ever do it if it's next to Adam Pearce?
Well, but that's not what it really was. It was supposed to be something else. It was obviously supposed to be a Bray Wyatt tease.
Or was
it? What the fuck else would it be?
Oh,
maybe they just wanted to fuck with you.
I don't know about that.
I do.
But yeah, like, you're going to do the QR codes again? Really?
Like, come on.
Like, fuck off.
Just bring him back.
Yeah.
Just bring him out, let him job with everybody else.
Bring him back. It's going to suck, just like it sucked last time, just like it sucked the time before.
It's
the
gonna
Bray
suck.
Wyatt, like, the fucking tease is better than what actually happens.
Yeah, right.
Like, just go back to
the Wyatt is over.
Yes, yeah.
Like, fuck the Uncle Howdy shit. It's stupid. Right. Fuck Firefly Funhouse, even though that was entertaining. Like,
yeah, just go
just
back.
Go back to being Bray Wyatt.
Swamp Man.
Swamp Man Bray.
Yeah.
That was great. You cut amazing promos in the ring. Uh-huh. You had great matches that weren't supernatural.
No.
Right, right.
Amazing matches. Just go back to that.
Right.
Anyways, next up we have Apollo Crews.
Anyways.
Versus Dominic Mysterio. This happened because of... Mm-hmm. A shitty backstage confrontation.
Oh, right.
On
Raw.
NXT Level Up.
Yeah. Mm. Cruz is getting interviewed, and then Dominic and Rhea Ripley walk up. He's like, this is mommy's time. And then Cruz is like, no, it's my time. And they were just letting each other finish.
Is it, though?
So Ripley was ringside. She pushed Cruz into the ring post. And then Cruz barely made it in the ring to beat the 10 count, but then Dominic hit a frog splash for the win.
I'm calling it now. Dominic's winning Money in the Bank.
Eric?
Because Rhea is going to beat up every single man out there
if and
help
happens,
him win.
If that happens, Eric, I'm going to kill the messenger, and that's you.
Fuck.
I'm going to kill you.
All right. Fair enough.
Next up, we've got Imperium versus Kevin Owens, Sammy, and Matt Riddle.
Yep.
Sammy hit Vinci with a haluva kick, and KO hit a swanton bomb off the top rope for the win.
Yeah. And now for the main event of Raw.
I mean, look, the only reason you needed to watch Raw, you needed to watch three segments.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were all Cody and Brock.
Yep.
So backstage, Triple H visits Cody Rhodes in his locker room.
No.
sure, why not?
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
Hunter tells Cody, I need you to get medical attention. I know your arm is broken. You know your arm is broken.
I know you think you sit on a throne, Cody. Yeah.
I know that you know that I know that you know your arm is broken.
He says, I understand you're afraid. And Cody's like, afraid? What do I have to be afraid of? And Triple H says, you're afraid of not being medically cleared for Night of Champions. And then he praises Cody for beating Seth Rollins with a torn pec, but says, this is different.
Is it, though?
And Cody asks Hunter, what would you do? What would you do? You would fight, and that's what I'm going to do. And Triple H is like, what? I was a heel for 80% of my career.
Seriously.
They tore my quad. I was gone forever, ever.
So they both...
when Sting broke your neck with a bat?
Yeah. So they both sit down, but Triple H is sitting behind Cody.
Uh-huh.
And Triple H gives like a little smug smile before patting Cody on the back and walking out.
Go get him, kid.
The seed has been planted.
Mm.
No.
Everyone's convinced this is a Triple H heel turn. And that Triple H, you took the sledgehammer to my throne when you left. Literally did that.
But you don't need his help against Brock.
We don't know why.
Help him against Roman.
No.
What?
He's not helping Cody.
No, I know that. But I'm saying like...
He sicked Brock on Cody. That's the... Yeah.
Does he have that power over Brock? Does anybody?
Money.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
so we,
shit.
Because we still don't know why Brock attacked Cody.
Yeah.
And we've been criticizing it, but maybe it's because it's a better story where
maybe they're playing
Triple
the long
H.
game.
Now, look,
part of me likes
this because at least Triple H would be back on TV
again. Yes.
Okay. But also, they've done this. How many times has the Authority hated a guy?
Right.
This is like what pro wrestling is.
Well, it wasn't until 20 years ago.
Now that's all it is.
What are you doing, Step Hunter?
No, I would take any reason to bring Triple H on a weekly show.
Yeah, so would
any
I.
reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heel, face, I don't give a fuck. Just bring him on TV.
I mean, it'd be great if like Cody's dead and then Triple H is like, you think you can take my throne? You know, like,
yeah
right, it'd be great.
Right.
I think that's what we're getting.
Yeah,
but you'd almost expect a match between them eventually.
Right, would be even better is if this happens at Night of Champions and Triple H comes out dressed like a Saudi prince.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, have you seen the movie The Wrestler?
I have.
Wrestlers love to die in the ring.
It's true.
That's true, yeah. Ooh, can Cody wear like his Homelander gear in Saudi Arabia?
Ooh.
His USA garb?
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's in a Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
On to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had a Rick Boogs. It's not polite to point, especially with your limp cock.
Yeah, I'll double down on that, Andrew.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Boogs cock.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
Zelina Vega.
Right. I had Otis's bitch. What's it? Maxine.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. You mean Chad Cable?
Chad, yeah, right.
Yeah, I had Vega. She looked great.
Nice. That's good.
Worst acting?
Grayson Waller.
I had Pretty Shitty. Oh, Pretty Deadly.
Pretty Shitty. Yeah. I had Trish Stratus.
Okay.
All acceptable.
Yeah.
Best acting?
I guess Roman.
I had Triple H. Just, he's on TV. Yay.
Okay.
He was good. Cody, what about this, Cody?
Yeah, Roman. Worst comment?
Michael Cole, like, oh, did she get all of it? Did she hit her? Did she get her with the mist? Did all of it get in her face?
This was...
Did she spit it all in there?
This was a very exaggerated, way more than usual, over-the-top fight night! Like, he was about to come.
Oh.
It's like, is it not fight night? Like, do we not fight every night at this show called wrestling?
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just... We're not UFC, but by God, we want to seem like we're UFC.
Because they're cool and we're not.
Because theirs is fight night.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, fight night's a boxing term. It's an MMA term.
Right.
It's not a wrestling term. I had Trish saying Night of Champion. You fucking moron. You don't even know what the pay-per-view's called.
One champion.
Yeah. She's like,
Super Bowl Saturday?
I'll see you at King of the Ring. That's not what it's called anymore, dummy.
King of the Ring.
I'll see you at WrestleMania Champion.
Right.
Night of WrestleManias. Best comment?
Who are you?
I had You Want to Get Nuts. I liked it. Sorry. I know it's about Shotzi, but I like the relevancy.
Best comment?
This is bullshit.
All right. Sorry, Seth. I withdraw.
I had Becky just saying, you know, you thought barking like a dog was embarrassing. Yeah,
that was actually really good.
Worst match?
Dumb Apollo.
Yeah.
Jesus. Fuck that.
Dumb Apollo.
Dumb Apollo.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo.
AA, American Alpha versus Viking Raiders.
American Alpha?
Yeah.
American Alpha?
This is bullshit.
Wait, I meant this
one. You fucking mark!
Alpha Academy. Jesus.
I was waiting for like Eric to realize.
Yeah.
I
had Raquel and Sonya.
Raquel and Sonya.
Okay.
Best match?
Who are you?
I mean, Finn and Nakamura was all right.
Who are you?
Maybe Sammy and Ken.
Who are you?
Okay.
Rick Boo.
No.
What the fuck?
How dare you?
All right.
You guys can pick whatever you want. I got nothing.
I got who
nothing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sweet. Worst move?
The Z360.
You mean the go to tits?
Go to tits.
Go
is
to
good.
Tits.
Normally
that's best move.
Pretty Deadly was fighting Pete Dunne. And then like they came towards him and he like with their like fingers and he grabbed both fingers. You know how much I love the finger lock, right? Like Eric, if I was wrestling you and I have this,
right,
and you're actually do it to me, and with my other hand, I'm like, no! No to that! Don't do that! Like I can punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah, right.
I can, I don't know,
yank
punch
your
you
hand
in the face. Right. I can pull my hand out. He does it. To both of them at the same time.
So, for worst move, Joe had fingering.
Fingering.
He said, my God. He was like, you got their fingers and then they came.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll say go to tits. All right. Best move?
Bottom right?
Best move?
Who are you?
Nothing made
I mean,
my list.
I guess Alba Fire and Isla Dawn's tag team finisher?
No.
Fuck off.
No,
what,
Eric.
What the fuck?
I'm going to say Brock checking Cody into the table to start the Raw.
Picking up a beer keg, which I can only assume was full, and slamming it into his arm. It's very heavy.
Worst moment?
Grayson Waller. The Grayson effect? The Waller
Grayson effect. Or Trish?
The Waller effect.
Sheamus going for another title?
Oh, my God.
That was at least 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Trish. Trish is just so bad. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's why you always got 5 minutes of TV.
Yeah.
That's why it was, you know, bikini contest.
Yeah.
And then best moment? Triple H.
Just Triple H. And,
Triple H.
And Cody, yeah.
Triple H and Cody. Triple H and Cody.
What's going to happen?
Somebody's going to kill you.
It's going to be interesting. All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news. So WWE CEO Nick Khan represented the company at the JP Morgan Global Technology Media and Communications Conference in Boston.
That's a thing.
And he said some interesting things about the next TV deals. Oh. And you're not going to like it.
Oh, boy.
Khan anticipates Raw staying at 3 hours, but they're considering options for the third hour's content, including making it more adult-themed.
Oh, yeah.
The brown panties matches.
So I don't know what that exactly means.
TV.
But
15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He also said WWE, and hold on to your dicks, is open to making SmackDown 3 hours long.
Yes. Why not?
That's what we need.
Oh, I know why. Because that would suck.
Please, God, no.
Each
you
show,
want more shit?
Each show should be an hour.
You know what? How about more shit?
I get it. They're going to make money the more hours there are. They're on television.
For sure.
But still, what's a better show? Imagine they have this Cody Brock storyline. Raw's only 1 hour, and then you have a couple, your best two matches. You'd be like, wow, Raw was actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
That was a great episode of Raw.
Not bad.
Less is more. Kevin Nash said it best years ago. He said, Breaking Bad isn't 3 hours long.
Yeah, right. It would suck if it was.
Exactly. Also, John Cena was recently on Sam Roberts' podcast, and he revealed that before he buried Austin Theory on TV, he privately told him, I don't believe what you do when you're out there. He said, I said it to him personally before I said it to him publicly.
Wow.
I love that.
No, that's great.
Because even John Cena knows he sucks.
Yeah.
And even after John Cena's told Austin Theory, he still sucks. He just doesn't have the talent. That's the problem.
He sucks. He sucks, and I don't like him.
But for him to say that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow,
wow, wow. He's putting Theory on blast.
Wow, yeah. Wow, 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 wow. And you lost to him, dick.
Although you never know, because we all thought Roman sucked, and then it wasn't until they let him do what he wants. Just like The Rock. We thought Rocky Maivia sucked, and he did.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, let him do whatever he wants. You know, Stone Cold was the ringmaster. He sucked. And then they let him do what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to give the wrestlers the creative freedom to make it or break it.
Well, if they're good.
But you got to give them all the chance to make it or break it.
Yeah.
You know, back when like.
I guess.
When you grew up watching wrestling and me, there weren't scripted promos for, you know.
Yeah.
Written by Big Bang Theory writers who never watched wrestling in their fucking lives.
Right.
And then some sad news. Superstar Billy Graham passed away at the age of 79. He was hospitalized in January as a result of an ear and skull infection. By April, his condition worsened and he had lost 80 pounds and was being treated for kidney, heart, and lung problems. He was placed on life support and the cause of death was sepsis and multiple organ failure.
So he's 79.
Yeah.
And I've been watching wrestling for, let's call it 40 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that puts him around 40. Like, he wasn't around when I started watching wrestling.
Right.
So, because he was WWE, right?
Well, he would have been 39.
WWE. I guess well, that was old back then.
Plus, yeah, they had Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan was there when I started watching the ish. Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, Eric, they had Billy Graham's ripoff guy, right?
He might have done just a couple of like mid-card matches when I
remember.
Remember
the first time I saw Billy Graham, I was like,
Hulk Hogan?
Oh, he's copying Hulk Hogan. Right. And then later you find out Hulk Hogan was copying
just
him.
Completely copying him.
Complete ripoff.
Yeah.
But yeah, RIP. Any other news?
Yeah, so I get news that's going to actually segue into rumors.
Do
so
it. Then
what do you want me to do? Hit the rumor song?
That's not, for you to figure
not,
out.
Not yet.
Okay.
So this weekend, New Japan Pro Wrestling had a pay-per-view, quote-unquote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Someone has to pay for it
someone
in order
to
be qualified as one.
Correct.
Yeah.
So someone paid for the view.
Someone did?
For that viewing. The
they
one
don't
viewing.
Get pay-per-views?
Yeah.
Buy-in? Like, they don't get...
Yeah. Right. So in this pay-per-view,
yep.
This was held at the Walter Pyramid.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me.
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you, yeah. Walter Pierce?
With Mercedes Moné fighting Willow Nightingale for the New Japan Women's Strong title.
Whatever. I saw this. Go ahead.
Right.
Didn't
so,
she just lose the other title?
No, she lost yeah. it, and this was to get it back.
Oh.
So this.
It was a tournament.
This, you know, fantastic arena is owned by Long Beach State University.
Okay.
And it holds 4,000 people.
Okay.
Which apparently 1,500 were in attendance.
It's so embarrassing for
So
Sasha
how do you
Banks.
Go from 80,000 people at WrestleMania in Dallas to 1,500 in a
not only
in
that,
a fucking college not, gym?
Not only that, she broke her fucking ankle.
Well, that's where the rumor is.
There's no rumor.
Oh, it's confirmed.
Yeah, she confirmed it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, she broke her
she
fucking
broke
ankle.
Broke her
too.
Fucking ankle in the match. And she was supposed to win, and they called it audible. Willow Nightingale powerbombed her. The ref, 1-2. Sasha doesn't kick out, and the ref's like, kick out! And then they had to do it again.
Oh, my and then, God. And then the, yeah.
So they called it audible. She was supposed to win.
Sasha was trying to do a move off the top turnbuckle.
She jumped from the top to the fucking floor and broke her ankle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It looked like she kind of slipped.
What was her big problem with WWE again? Why did she leave?
She creative. Left because the tag titles weren't taken seriously.
Yeah. Main evented a WrestleMania once. Chill out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, kind of. Look,
that's her thing.
Honestly, I've seen, you know, what people get when they go and they find their creative freedom.
I know. It's like, it sucked. She's talked about how great it's been. It's like, everything you've done there has sucked. It's all sucked. You come out, you botch your finishing move for your debut. Yeah. The crowd, it's silent there because they don't cheer. It's fucking weird.
Your hair sucks.
Right. Yeah. Also, you look at Keith Lee, who went and got creative freedom.
Yeah.
He's Grandpa Lee now. Yeah. And he wears a fucking cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Anything else?
No, it's all that.
Let's get to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Do you have anything?
No.
Oh, all right, trivia. No, so the only thing was... you know, Drew McIntyre still hasn't been on TV. He got drafted to Raw. We've heard rumors that his contract is up soon and they're still negotiating. Apparently, that's still going on. But they're also saying that the pending return to WWE is it's more of a creative issue. Like, yep. He's not agreeing with what fucking Vince has planned for him, I guess.
Right.
It probably sucks.
Hey, Drew, so I just went over Exhibit A and Exhibit B. So... your yep. call, bud. Yep.
So there's probably a dollar amount that will make him happy. And
sure,
I think he stays. He doesn't want to go back to the indie world.
Right?
They can't pay.
Well, I mean, what would he would go to AEW, right?
Is he officially out of contract right now or no?
No.
When did they say?
I don't know. Soon.
Oh, soon.
It's funny.
Does he have to be out of contract just to talk to anyone else? You think?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
Like Tony Khan, pitch me. Tony Khan's like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Vince. Yeah, I'll sign.
I mean, Tony Khan, $10 million.
Yeah.
Right.
For 1 year, for one match. Oh, okay, great.
I'll do that.
Fucking Mark.
In Wembley, yeah.
Right.
All right, trivia time.
All right, so including this Sunday, name every match that Seth Rollins has been a part of when it comes to an inaugural title and who is a part
versus
of
Jinder Mahal in NXT.
As of this Saturday.
So that's
and then
Sweet
versus Finn Balor at SummerSlam for three. Universal.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Hey.
I figured you got it quick. So I have another one. Thought you might get that.
Yeah,
little,
it's kind of crazy
fast.
That he's been there in the match for three different inaugural titles.
Right. Even though there's whatever.
Yeah, right.
Who is the only wrestler to win three tag titles at Night of Champions? I'll give you the years. 2008, 2010,
Kofi.
2014. No. Active wrestler, though.
Seth?
No. Tag team titles?
He's won with Roman. He's won with
Cody?
Cody is correct.
Oh, nice. So he beat Eric again.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's funny how many... Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
God, can we get that on the soundboard?
That would be great.
Right. All right.
I would happily take off Shut Up Michael to shut up Michael. The fuck up.
Yeah, that's Michael not bad. Sucks.
Yeah. All right. So let's do some fan questions. CM Punk's crack dealer. Why did Cruz wait 9 seconds to slide in the ring just to lose instantly?
Stupid.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
199 Big T went to a rock concert with my best friend and my wife last week. We were just off the rail, and there was a group of 16-year-old girls in front of us on the rail that were bugging my wife because they weren't there for the show itself.
I don't like where this story is going.
With that being said, would you rather fight 6 16-year-old girls or 1 16-year-old girl-sized duck?
I'm going to abstain.
1 16-year-old girl-sized duck. So it's a duck that's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to fuck with a 5-foot duck.
Yeah, no.
How big is the wingspan?
It's big. Really big.
At least we can agree on the duck size this time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
the 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll throw some Judas effects.
Yeah.
Alex Gonzalez, if Raw or SmackDown changes nights, what night would you want them on and at what time?
I don't know.
I mean, it was
Raw on Monday, SmackDown Tuesday, and then we record on Wednesday.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a lot easier.
Yeah. Because everything would be wrapped up in that week.
Right.
Hulk Hogan's brother. So I'm 32 years old and was wondering what high school was like for you guys in regards to being a pro wrestling fan. I felt embarrassed because everyone in my school thought that shit was whack, 2005 to 2009. What was it like for you guys? So,
I mean, for me, it was 97 to 2001. So
right.
I had no problem wearing my fucking wrestling
shirt. Well, I was in middle school for
I didn't give a fuck.
I was in middle school for the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
When it was the most popular.
Right.
So, like, people, yeah, you weren't like an outsider really for liking wrestling in middle school.
Yeah.
Any other time, yes. But, like, I would be stunning my friends in the hallways and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, right.
It was cool. It was on the cool. cover of TV Guide and stuff back then. Oh, sorry. TV Guide was like an old magazine.
Yeah, right.
What was it like being a 40-year-old man in the early 2000s? Like wrestling?
How about fuck off? 40.
There was a guy in my class who was over 6 feet tall.
Uh-oh.
And he liked me because I did Stone Cold impressions. And then he would let me, and I was 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
He would let me give him stunners in the hallways, and he would like oversell like The Rock.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was, cool. When I was in, I guess, high school age, I was around the time when everyone knew it was fake, and they would constantly be like, you know, it's fake, right?
Well, yeah, that's because it just came out and said it was fake.
Yeah.
To avoid lawsuits.
Results would be in the sports section every day.
Right.
Which is kind of hilarious.
The Dashing Dan, Push Fire Barry, Strike Finishers, Clothesline from Hell, Bad News Bullhammer, and the Samoan Spike.
The Bad News Bullhammer? Oh, right.
Fire that.
Wasn't that, what was that
push,
one?
Push Clothesline from Hell.
I think he just did like a forearm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Push Clothesline from Hell.
Oh, yeah.
And then Barry the Samoan Spike.
Right.
That's correct. Spike. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage.
No.
A non-wrestling question that might or might not piss off Eric. Push Fire Barry, Disney World, Universal Studios, Six Flags.
I think we've done this before. But
Push, this Universal is easy. Studios,
yeah.
Barry Disney, Fire, Six Flags.
That's correct. The Angry Ninja Show, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Bailey's Ass, Zelina Vega's Tits,
ooh.
Or Stacey Keebler's Legs.
Well, I'm going to marry the legs. I'm going to fuck the ass. And, you know, tits. I'm just not a big tits guy. Kill the tits.
Yeah. I agree with that.
That's my answer.
I agree with that.
You just a pair of legs.
Yeah. That's...
You're going to marry the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just legs.
You rather just, well, there's you just feet. Marry a pair
well,
of tits?
Well, there's feet on the end of those legs, right?
You're goddamn right there is. Are you just going to marry an ass, Eric?
You should be like, I'm going to marry the ass. I'm going to fuck the tits and I'm going to kill the legs.
Do the legs come with
I'm
feet?
I'm going to fuck the tits. Sorry.
What?
I'm gonna marry that ass.
You said you're gonna fuck that ass.
I'm gonna marry that ass.
Put someone on
I'm gonna marry that ass someday.
put someone on the line. That's a Josh joke. Rumor is Drew McIntyre hasn't signed a new deal yet because he wants a clause in his contract that lets him sing a song after each Raw. He wants to ditch the sword and come out with a karaoke machine named after his dad. What the fuck?
Is this the question that may or may not piss me off?
It's a weird joke. Yeah. Rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Grayson Waller, who are you? And your segment on SmackDown fucking sucked. Yes. Amir, I know Triple H can't wrestle anymore, but I heard an idea that he might be the one telling Brock to destroy Cody.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that. That'd be great. The old Kanye, will y'all still be covering the podcast in the next 3 to 5 years? I don't even know if we're going to be doing this in the next 3 to 5 days, because this weekend sure sounds shitty to me.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow. That's a joke, but I don't know, probably. If these new NXT call-ups are the future... Nope. Of WWE.
No, sir.
Are Raw and SmackDown going to be worth watching if it's a glorified NXT 2.0?
No. But you got plenty of young stars that are still with WWE that will be there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about
that. He says, also, fuck off Michael Cole for suggesting that Billy Graham would have liked Pretty Deadly. I didn't hear that. Yeah, that's shitty.
Holy fuck.
What?
Is he out of his fucking mind?
Yes. Ryan Brady, would you rather take an RKO out of nowhere once a day for the rest of your life?
Out of nowhere, damn.
Or have sex with Vicky Guerrero once a year until she dies?
I'll fuck Guerrero.
Once a year is not terrible.
Once a year?
Yeah.
Every day an RKO?
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Like
you'd be recording this podcast and then, all right, guys.
How long will you?
RKO!
Yeah. Right, and then all the toys fall.
Yeah.
So you're getting concussed daily on a daily basis.
I mean, I'll knock the dust off of it once a year.
Oh, Reed, Piola, whatever the fuck.
It should have been once a month, and that would have been more.
Hey, can I make you a drink?
Right.
You guys remember when Bobby Roode threatened...
Good job, Cosby.
You guys remember when Bobby Roode threatened to punt kick Eric the Midget... So, yes, it's fucking hilarious. I should send it to Joe because he's more of a Howard Stern fan. But when Bobby Roode was in TNA, you know Eric the Midget. Mm-hmm. But like I'm Eric the Midget's like biggest fan. Like that was my favorite shit when he was on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
But Eric the Midget was a huge wrestling fan.
Right.
And TNA even like had him on as a guest a couple times. Like not on the show, but like they had a pre-show too.
Yeah.
And Bobby Roode would come on there being a super heel, talking about how he was going to kick the shit out of Eric the Midget. And it's on YouTube. You can listen to like Howard Stern like listening to it. It's fucking amazing.
Sir, it's great.
He's like, I'm going to kick you to the top of the stadium. It's so fucking funny.
I'm going to cunt punch you.
Like, this is like before I knew who Bobby Roode even was. It was like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
All right, I'll have to watch that.
Bryce Sando, Eric Slamilton Hamilton needs to go. He needs a newer gimmick. Give me Triple H, Ham Hock Hamilton?
Huh?
I don't know.
Ham Hock! I'm sorry, Professor. Is there a question?
Rolo Connoisseur was live at Raw in Hershey. Arena was filled with... Was filled and the crowd was hottest for Ricochet and Otis.
Wow.
Not Brock or Cody.
Fuck them.
I was lucky enough to be close to the ring and guys, Maxine is even hotter in person.
I'm sure.
Mm.
Best dressed for sure. Oh, God.
Joe's hoping for smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
Red shirt guy, you have to remake the League of Extraordinary Accents. Who do you put in the stable?
Ludwig Kaiser.
Gunther. Well, in the end, Ludwig Kaiser. Obviously, Gunther.
Ridge Holland.
Aiden English.
Veer. That's some Veer. Accent. Oh, yeah. Can't even understand
like
with,
I'm trying to use like current people.
Wait, did you mention the Veer and gender thing earlier?
No.
What? Why? Why?
You mention everything. Wow.
No, I don't. I didn't even mention the Seth interview.
Oh, well,
it's not
yeah.
really worth mentioning.
Was it more? Was it the same thing as last week or more?
It was just more of the same.
More of the same, yeah.
I mean, that's all the Veer, and they had a match last week. They didn't even have a match this week. It just. It
I wanted like, them to be like, Carnage.
Yeah. That's good enough. PCJ, Pushfire Barry. Sasha Banks hired at Hooters. Alexa Bliss hired at Bombshells. Zelina Vega hired at Ojos Locos. Okay. It's funny. I haven't been to Ojos Locos.
Me and Joe went.
We did.
And apparently it was beanies and bikinis night.
It wasn't bad.
So,
I heard a
definitely
rumor.
Zelina Vega working at Ojos.
Oh, my God.
Ojos?
Ojos Locos.
Ojos.
Locos.
Crazy Ice.
And then
I'll push that.
Fire Bliss at Bombshells.
Whatever.
Push Sasha or bury Sasha at Hooters.
Okay.
Who did that one?
PCJ.
Because, Bombshells is just here.
Yeah, PCJ lives here.
Yeah.
Rizzler, what's going to be this year's Saudi controversy? A woman wrestler getting arrested for revealing too much. Airport delays, also known as hostage situations. or a WWE start or employee goes missing. A WWE start
probably
or employee.
Star.
A WWE star or employee goes missing.
I would say a woman's going to get in trouble before anything else happens. Yeah, I bet someone, they're walking around and they, you know, show something. And
has anyone seen Jerry the intern? I've never heard of that person. Now let's go.
Right.
Jason Dearham, did you notice the announcers and wrestlers kept repeating this Saturday afternoon at Night of Champions?
Yes, yeah. They're really driving that point across.
And by the way, this isn't the first Saudi show.
Right.
What is it, the 7th?
Yes.
Like we know what time it starts.
Do people like actually go on and tweet, be like, it's 7 p.m. Where's the pay-per-view?
By the way, your wrestling fans know. They know what the fuck is going on. Stop acting like we're all a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm so done with this shit.
Yeah.
They're going to turn it on at 6 o'clock. Where's my pay-per-view?
Where's my kickoff happened. Show?
Just rewatch it.
Yeah. Okay. Kimbo, pin edition for Push Fireberry. Foot on chest, fruit roll-up, fuck pin. Push the fuck pin.
Push
well,
the fuck pin.
Well, if it's Stacy Keebler, foot on chest.
Thank you. Pinning you. Yes.
That's very specific.
That's very specific.
You have to encompass all talent in the foot on chest.
All right, foot on chest. What was the second
one? So it could be like Riddle.
Yeah. Pass. Oh, God. Hard pass. Kill it.
Fire the roll up, obviously.
Fire roll up.
Yeah.
D. Barry, is Rollins this era's Macho Man?
Interesting. Sure.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I like it.
I mean, he kind of has a crazy gimmick. Although in that interview, he was like super normal all of a sudden. It's like,
right.
He wasn't, you know.
And he wasn't like, all right.
Yeah. Well, Macho turned all the time as well. And he's kind of turning a lot.
Yeah. Andy days. Kozlowski, do the Jets have a good medical team?
Oh,
I need that fucker
best.
To last 65% of the snaps, and I'm getting worried. Yeah, so Rollins was OTAs, the first day of OTAs, and Rollins. Aaron Rodgers, like, said he tweaked his leg.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's over. Yeah.
But before it even started.
Oh, God damn it. Ryan, was anyone else annoyed by Wish.com Jason Momoa sitting behind the Raw announcers? I did notice that guy. He was so excited the whole show. And then he says, if Maxine doesn't win Best Dress, we riot. Well, I think Joe gave her Best Dress.
Yeah,
so damn right. Not these two knuckleheads.
Save your riot.
Psh. Yeah, we liked a different girl. What? Idiots. St. Lopez, do you think that all this time Braun Strowman just thinks Ricochet is a grown-up Nicholas and the payoff is going to be Nicholas showing up and Braun flipping out because he didn't realize
who
he was?
That's enough.
Oh, Ricochet is a grown-up Nicholas. Okay, yeah, no. Jonathan Ramos, just my 2 cents. I think they'll have Seth win the belt and then by the time NWO comes out, he can hit the red carpet with the tinfoil belt. What? NWO?
Captain America.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah.
That's a
new
world. A year away?
Yeah.
Just think of the hard on Vince will have seeing that belt for an MCU movie premiere.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ.
That's true.
Another belt that doesn't change hands.
Dylan Hines. Hey, guys. Longtime listener, first time writer. Just want to say here insert Dusty Rhodes voice. I'm not going to do that. I know what hot times are right now, baby. And thanks so much for the laughs when I need them most. And so sorry y'all have to watch the show for us. Anyways, how old were y'all when you were training to be wrestlers yourselves?
Training, then?
Training.
I guess I was 18 and just smashing Andrew's head into the walls. And
I was punching him in the dick.
7.
Yeah. Like 14, 15 when, you know, I'd do a swanton out of the tree next to the trampoline.
Right.
Todd Fricker, I got a dollar that says Brock Lesnar walks out of Saudi Mania with the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
Fuck.
I wouldn't bet against it.
No.
McMahon-Helmsley regime. Dear God, Trish on the mic makes my ears bleed. Push Fire Barry. Trish on the mic. Dom on the mic. Natalia on the mic.
I'm going to push none of them. I'm going to fire this fan
of ours. Into my ears.
Yeah. No.
Ryberg Gullback. Andrew, nice. You mentioned you don't like fake tits. Why are you watching wrestling then?
Wow.
Who each of you think has the best rack on any of the rosters? Trish and Saraya are my picks. Well, Saraya. They've got big fake tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a couple of nice.
Are Maurice's fake? She's not really on the show anymore, but
she's this big and
they look great.
They are.
I don't mind how fake tits look like with when they're just showing cleavage, but a lot of times when it comes off, they're kind of going different ways.
When it's a ball on a chest, it's
and disgusting. They're hard as a rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Donald Alexander, did you all get a little excited when Rhea was holding Kathy Kelly's hand during her interview? Oh, I don't think I realized that.
Mm-mm.
I should have.
Really?
Wow.
The real Mr. Kennedy first drunk pod was fantastic. Thank you, Joe, for making the rounds on the other podcast. Third trivia, what was the weight Dino Bravo benched at the 1988 Royal Rumble?
Oh, God. I would probably say 500 pounds.
He says 715 pounds.
That's awesome.
Only a few more. Let's be real for a minute. Love how Ivar falls off the top rope like WWE video game to run back in the ring for the losing camera angle 15 seconds later.
Yeah.
Liam, been a longtime listener, fell off for a while. Just wanted to know where the Who Are You originated from because I missed that period. Wow. Also, Andrew's rendition of Cody's theme song left me in actual tears last week. One of the funniest things I've heard on the podcast, I reckon.
Yeah, from the wedding.
The wedding, Lashley, just go watch
Lashley-Lana wedding.
Lashley-Lana wedding, and you'll get it.
That wasn't that long ago. He's new to the scene.
2019.
Yeah, he's new to the scene.
Tim, monthly reminder that Hit Row is still employed in the company.
That's crazy.
And then Stevenson, Dan Ticka, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Lana, Maxine Dupree, Stacy Keebler. Mary Stacy, that's easy, right, Eric?
Fuck obviously. Maxine and
obviously
kill him off.
I mean, Stacy over Lana, right?
I'm gonna go Lana.
Lana! Pizza! Pizza! Why do you like
that? Was the thing. It was Stacy and Lana.
It was.
I mean, at this point, I would marry Stacy. Fuck Maxine.
I'll marry Maxine because she's probably the youngest. She'll be around the longest.
Wow.
All right,
that's all for fan questions. So
I'll give her an early copy of my cookbook.
Yeah, you will. Night of Champions predictions.
Where did I get that from?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
TikTok though.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh boy. Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus.
I've got Trish with a pin.
Oh, Eric, you're dropping your title.
It's over.
It's already over.
She's like minus 10,000 on the betting.
Okay.
Becky with a pin.
Becky with a pin.
All right.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
I've got one.
You have a person in mind?
I do.
Lita?
Yes. Over under 15 minutes?
That is seven women on what pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Oh, good joke, Vince. Dead.
I've got under.
I've got under.
I've got under. Does the crowd throw something at them?
No.
No.
If you throw...
You know where they are.
You go.
All right, I got no. Cody Rhodes versus Brock.
I got Brock with
a pin. They've pretty much set it up for Brock to lose. I'm going to say Brock with an other.
Cody has one loss.
Yes.
Since being back.
To Roman. Well, if you're going to lose anyone, it's Roman and Brock. You think doing this whole arm, broken arm thing, he's going to beat Brock with one arm?
He beat right. Seth with one arm.
So you can beat Brock with one arm, but you can't beat Roman healthy.
Yeah, true.
With a Samoan spike? You cheated. I got Brock.
You son of a bitch.
Brock with a pin?
I have other.
Eric?
I've got Brock with a pin.
I think he passes out or something.
How many people interfere?
I have one.
I got zero.
I put zero.
I put one.
Over, under, six German suplexes.
Over.
Over.
I put under. They're German suplexes, don't forget.
Yeah, I know.
Over, under, two F5s.
Over.
Over.
I put under. Over, under, four crossroads.
I got over.
I got under. That's a lot.
He likes doing those back-to-back ones.
Like five crossroads?
I still put under.
Yeah.
All right.
And then does Triple H screw Cody?
I'm going to say no.
It sounds like a great idea, though. I'm going to say no. I want it to happen.
I really think there's a chance where, like, he does call for the bell, like a screw job thing, you know? But I still put no.
But if he calls for the bell because Cody's passed out and dead, that doesn't count. I'm not screwing him.
Nick, that's what's going to lead to. Come on.
But that's not screwing him.
He's passed out dead? If he's dead, they ring the bell. Sure.
Yeah, it's not Triple H screwing
Cody. None of us said yes.
All right.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Natalya. If you pick Natalya and she wins, you get 1,000 points.
I got Rhea with a pin.
Rhea with a pin.
Ripley with a pin. How many people interfere?
I put one for some reason.
Yeah, I put one.
I put zero.
I can see Dom.
Yeah,
she's not going to need his help.
I know.
But. Over under 10 minutes?
Over.
Over on this one.
I got under.
Two wrestlers. All right.
Natalya?
Yeah.
Because Rhea likes to stall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the crowd throw something at them?
No.
No.
Natalya was the one that got thrown something that, you know.
Really?
Remember their first match? It was Natalya and Lacey, and they were smiling the whole match.
Crying,
and
smiling.
Even when Natalya put the sharpshooter in Lacey Evans was smiling as she tapped. Yeah. They're like, be happy you're doing this. You better be happy, bitch! then we've got Gunther versus Mustafa Ali, Intercontinental Championship.
I got Gunther with a pin.
Oh, the same thing goes for Ali with an Italian thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, yeah.
1,000 points.
You don't think they're like, Vince, we have one request. We need Ali to win the title.
I'll have to think about that.
Prince Ali.
I'm sorry, I just put an extra 100 million in your bank account.
Oh, oopsie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunther with a pin?
Yep.
Yeah, yes. Gunther with a pin.
How many people interfere?
Two.
Two.
I got none. I think he beats them clean.
Probably.
Does Ali hit the 450?
Yeah, that'll be the one thing he does.
No. I'll say he'll go for it, but he's not going to hit it.
I say he'll hit it to make all the Saudis think, you know,
he's
going to win.
And then we riot.
Belair versus Asuka, Raw Women's Championship.
This is the one I wasn't sure about.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you have all the titles, don't, you know, not change hands. It's like.
Yeah, but they're going to crown a new.
I get it. That's like getting a new champ.
I know.
It is.
I put Bianca
with a pin.
Belair with a pin.
Yep.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Does Belair hair whip Asuka?
No.
No.
No. Does Asuka spit the mist in Belair's face?
No.
Yes.
So she does it and she still loses?
Yeah.
I got no.
That's
there.
The only difference you could do in this match.
I think she's going to miss this time.
Oh, it's got to hit her. How much of it has to, what percentage of
she's
miss?
She's got to hit it and sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Does the crowd throw something at them?
No.
Wow. Clean sweep of nose. Yeah, all right. I put no. It really only happened that first time, but it's funny to say that. Then we've got AJ Styles versus Seth freaking Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Everyone's got Seth.
Yeah.
With a pin?
I've got AJ getting pinned.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Yeah, it's got to be clean.
Sweep it. Over, under 25 minutes.
Over.
This will be a great match.
I think it'll be great. I still got under.
Yeah.
Just under. And then does AJ kick out of a curb stomp?
Over or under?
Fuck off. It will be fixed. Inside jokes.
I've got out from under a curb stomp. So. Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
I have yes.
I have yes.
I put no. No one kicks out of the curb stomp.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Like who?
Ray Wyatt.
Maybe like a foot
seven
on the rope.
Times.
Come on.
Foot on the rope.
The Fiend. Then we've got the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. KO and Sammy versus Roman Reigns and Solo.
Yep.
I went back and forth on this
me
one
too.
Too.
Me too.
I wrote KO and Sammy, then I erased it. Then I like was just trying to. I'm like, Roman always wins. Then I thought, they're gonna win, but by disqualification, so I don't take the titles or something. But
by the way, Saturday will be Roman 1,000 days as Universal Champion
on Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they're gonna do the celebration on Raw or something. Probably.
Or there.
What?
Yeah. 1,000 days Saturday at Saudi.
Yeah.
Like so at night of champ.
He can't lose, what you're saying?
No, I don't know. I picked KO and Sammy.
So did I.
That's I put KO and Sammy other.
I put
think
other
we're
as
all
well.
Fucking marks because we just don't want him to win these titles. I think there's a chance Roman and Solo win, and then he's like, he gives Jay and Jimmy the belts.
Really?
Can he's he like, hey, that? I'm going to be gone for a few months.
Yeah.
These are yours again. You're welcome.
I got KO Sammy.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean KO pinning solo. I'm sorry, I've got KO othering solo. Whatever same. The hell that means.
I've got...
Well, because I put other, so I don't really think there's going to be a fall. So
I've got DQ? I've got Owen spoiler alerting solo.
Right.
Okay, I've got Sammy pinning solo.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Two.
Dose.
I think the Usos will fuck up, right?
Yeah.
Cost
them
the
That's
match.
The point. Yeah.
And then over under three stunners.
I'll say under.
I said under as well. Two is a big one.
I said under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he just starts stunning all the Usos.
And then surprise appearance.
I got nobody.
I got Lita.
I put Triple H.
He was just on the show.
Of course not. You can't put that.
We're talking about.
He was just on the show.
About. It says he must be an active part. Wait, what?
Fuck off.
They have active part of the show off TV for a while.
Or it's a genuine surprise.
No, and.
Genuine surprise.
Fine, no one.
I'm genuinely surprised.
Did you put anybody?
I put Lita.
Oh, Lita, yeah.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Gunther. Yep.
Joe?
IC title.
Opening, yeah, IC.
Oh, I got AJ and Seth.
Really? That is the main event.
As the main, yeah, like that's the opening
Well, you
match?
Would hope so, right? But does anyone go over Roman?
I don't know.
I mean.
I put it too. The main event's the.
Yeah.
I got Roman and Solo as the main event.
Yeah. Right.
The, you know. How many times does an announce table break?
One.
I did two. They haven't been breaking it lately, so I figured, they'll do it here.
I put one. And then Lock of the Century.
Rhea.
Yeah, Rhea. I put Becky.
I put Rhea.
I put Rhea.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
I put Mommy.
Eric's already down 5 points because he picked Trish Stratus.
Hmm.
So you got to work your way back up there. Okay. You don't even have a surprise appearance to help you out.
Okay.
You're dropping that shit.
Yeah. Right.
This Saturday.
Becky isn't Charlotte. Becky doesn't mind taking the L.
To what? To
Why
Trish?
Would Lita get or Trish get drafted if she's just going to lose and then leave?
Because that's the points, I think. That's it.
No. Oh, what if Lita shows up and helps Trish?
Right.
And it was all a work. She wasn't actually injured. Shit. Can I change my pick?
Nope.
You put Lita.
No, I want
to
pick
Trish now. Now he wants to pick Trish now. You fucking Mark.
I'm just kidding.
You.
It was
is that it?
No, that's not it. I'm not telling you.
You fucking Mark.
I love that.
No, I got
fucking.
Becky.
Such a hard F.
Yeah. I got Becky. I'm not crazy.
I know.
All right, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast.
Crazy
follow
like
the show
a
on.
Fox.
Doing the you don't talk over the plug.
It's the plug, Eric.
I'll plug
the
you.
Fucking plugs.
I'll plug you.
Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. You do the rest.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Coming soon.
And
soon, more than just t-shirts.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, 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 wink.
We've talked to some people
you
about
these. You could wear it on your head?
That's cap.
A sticker. A sticker on your head. No
yeah,
cap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No cap on God.
How do you become a supporter of the show?
So you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, where you can get brackets. You'll get the AEW All Out, All In, Rewind.
Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing recap. I don't watch that shit.
Oh, okay.
Also, Night of Champions recap. Also, there's going to be another monthly episode.
Yes.
Nice.
So, and that's on top of the hundreds of hours of shit
Absolutely.
That's already on there.
Yes. Thanks, Eric.
Sure. Hey, you're welcome. This is what I do.
See you Saturday where you can hand me my championship back.
See you Saturday where
Not
you can
happen.
Slob on my knob.
What are you making, by the way?
Joe's
Fat Fucks Pizza.
Fuck you!
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.